We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From Mike's Beer Bar, bring your dogs down tonight for a happy hour. Let them hang out while you eat and have a couple of brews, and then you can take the dogs to the game right across the street. It is a pup night. Pirates and Rockies start a 3-game set. Craig Riley will have the NASCO preview show. Craig distressed because he was trying to get to the Rivers to put in a big sports bet tonight. Didn't have enough time because he felt like he would miss hurdle if he ran over there. So he put his job over his sports betting, which is proof to me, Chris, that he doesn't have a gambling addiction yet. If he had missed hurdle to put in his three-team parlay,
yeah,
then
I would have been a little concerned about him. But no, he's got his priorities
head
correctly
on
in order. Yeah. Oh yeah. No,
well,
thank
you for this.
I don't think we had any reason to truly fear for Craig's livelihood or well-being. No, he's a smart guy. And you know what? I'll say it right now. The bet he was going to place was a big old loser.
Yeah.
It had the letter L attached to it, but because
parlays usually are.
I know, but the parlay appeals to a guy like Craig who truly believes himself to be smarter than everybody.
Are you excited for the sports betting show we're starting next month?
I am. Because I feel like I'm still a novice, and I know you're not. And I feel like I'm going to learn some things.
From me.
Yeah, you know what I'm excited to be? I'm excited to be sort of the guy who gets to learn the ropes on the fly and no question's a dumb question, that kind of thing. Now, I have tested that notion in other realms in my life, that no question is a dumb question.
Well, no stranger to the casino is Paul Zeiss, who last night, again, Paul, I love this guy. But again now, got a situation where everybody at work, he's the buzz of the office, because the higher-ups are listening back to last night saying, do we need to pull Paul in early for a conversation with him?
Again?
Yeah. So this is Paul set it
I
up
I tried
for
to
you.
Talk to him once in a while and say, Paul, like, tone it down a little bit. I get it. You're
first
intense.
First of all, let this breathe a little.
Okay.
This clip. Let it breathe. Okay. Give it some air. Give it some space. Paul last night, Seven Springs. He had just listened to Pompeiani with Roethlisberger.
Okay. And so far, so good.
And this was Paul's reaction.
It wasn't just that he took the high road. He also decided to go way overboard and called Antonio Brown his friend, and he hopes that he can reconnect, and he lost his friendship over this, and he regrets what he said and all this other stuff. Again, I was with him in taking the high road. This, however, is silly. And you know what? There's no reason to go way overboard like this. Because the bottom line is that he just comes off as being real disingenuous. You know, all he had to say was basically like, look, Antonio Brown, he said what he said. There's no reason for me to respond. I'm sorry he feels that way. Hopefully someday down the road we can sit down and talk about it. But it's over now. There's nothing really need to say. I'm excited about the Steelers of 2019. That's all he had to say. You know, instead he goes way overboard with all of this nonsensical stuff. And to me, it makes me want to puke. I like the high road. I think this is just ridiculous. 412-928-9370.
That's Zeiss last night.
So what Ben said makes him want to puke?
Want to puke.
Man, hold on. Now, I get criticized. I get called into the principal's office every so often. Hey, you're a little too harsh sometimes on anybody. Ben,
we have a
Pirates
nice relationship
players,
with Ben. We'd like to keep
Chris,
that relationship
you know,
going.
I think you need to be more fair. I think you're a little too critical. I think you've been hypercritical.
Ben made Zeiss want to throw up.
I've never said.
I feel bad for.
I've never compared Ben to Ipecac syrup like Paul just did.
I feel bad for the fine people at
Castor Oil.
I feel bad for the fine people at Seven Springs. They invite us in as guests. They let Paul play golf. They let him hang out and eat pretzel bites there during the show. On the arm, and then, how does he repay them? By almost barfing all over their nice floors.
And they were, and they, there were great
renovations. He called that disingenuous.
There were great renovations in progress too. Like, there were great things going on there, and Paul was going to yap.
He's going to call Ben disingenuous?
He's going to have to call Zero Res next.
That's right. There's a
podium
special, right
three
now.
Rooms.
I don't think he was trying to do us a solid there, though. I think that kind of came from the heart.
No,
I mean, who is Paul to give Ben Roethlisberger PR advice now? Who is Paul?
It makes me want to puke.
Yeah.
That's his, man.
You could understand right now, touch and go right now. With number seven.
I think I understand why I haven't been hearing from the bosses in the last 24 hours. They've been concerning themselves with Zeiss. So I guess in a way I owe Paul a little
bit. Ridiculous nonsense.
You don't want to use you don't want to basically reduce the quarterback's words to
frivolities. Think about Papiani Sunday, all right? This is a guy who likes to spend a big piece. I'm going to take you behind the curtain of Papiani.
Okay.
Family man.
Oh, big time.
Through and through.
Big time.
Has a big
devoted.
Has a big sit-down dinner with his lovely wife,
his daughters, his son-in-law,
his mother-in-law,
now. Yeah, his grandchild,
his mother-in-law. God bless her soul. She makes a great feast for them. And here's Bob,
a grandfather now,
gets a phone call. Hey, Bob, sorry about your dinner plans.
Gotta go.
You
gotta
go interview Roethlisberger at his house.
Hardest working man in Pittsburgh sports media.
Drive to
Sewickley. Yep.
It's important for the station for you to get this big bombshell interview. And then Zeiss comes on the air and says it's silly, nonsensical crap.
Send it to the vomitorium.
Oh, my God.
He's reducing Pomp's work to a mere frivolity.
Wow. I don't know how. I want to see if those showdown invitations continue for Paul.
What about the nightly sports call, too? You stick them on with Richie every time?
Or Josh.
Dude, captive audience. Man, it makes me want to. Think of the things Paul's been exposed to. Think of the bad, the asinine statements callers have said to Paul. This was Paul's line in the sand.
I know.
That Ben just wants to be friends with a peer.
Me,
and I'd love to know how I'd love to know how the callers reacted last night. Were they just up in arms with Zeiss? Were they furious?
Man, I don't know how I'd be able to hear a guy say
that. I mean, look,
that.
Ben has played bad games, and I've called him out for it. But I don't know if I've
but
ever
that's
said
on the field. That's on the field. That's on the field, Pony. This is a bridge too far from Paul. He's out in Seven Springs. He thinks he's away from it. He thinks nobody can touch him out there.
And listen, Paul's a bad hombre. He's a guy that you don't want to mess with.
Oh, no.
So, you know, I guess.
But this isn't. No
Paul
boss is going to physically fight you. They're going to hand you a pink slip. There's no physicality there.
Paul's not going to get fired for this, but this is just.
You know what I'm saying,
I hear
metaphorically.
You. But this kind of comment here is just classic ruler on.
Oh, ruler on wrist, and you're on thin ice, buckaroo.
To me, it makes me want to puke.
Unbelievable.
I wish I kept listening because I would have loved to have heard the reaction to that. Is that a comment?
Yeah, it makes me want to.
When Paul takes on Ben like that, is that a comment where it galvanizes
Pittsburgh? Well, I think Paul has the most unique fan base in town. I think,
no doubt about it.
I think like the people that are in the tank in a good way for Paul Zeiss will rally around virtually anything he says. They'll go to Archie's. They'll pick up those Paul Zeiss grilled cheese sandwiches. I think
so.
Paul,
you think Paul won fans over?
I think Paul rallied people to his cause.
So
and
you
had people dry heaving when they were thinking about Ben's
so
comments.
So even
last
though
night,
our bosses might not like the comment,
he's the people's champ.
You think the people have Paul's back on this?
I think the hordes are going to show up to Foster Plaza if any punitive action is taken against Paul.
Wow,
that's how I feel about it.
Ben made him want to puke.
Well,
Ben had stuff to say about Juju. I don't know if it's vomit inducing. You'll have to stick around and find out for yourself. Also, are Ben and AB ever going to, like, mend fences and get back together and forgive and forget? Well, Ben actually, believe it or not, had some thoughts to share on that, too. We're live from Mike's Beer Bar across the street from PNC Park. John Clayton's going to join us at 5. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the PM team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.